Hare Krishna. Inaction is no protection from reaction. The Vedic culture, when we study the basic philosophy of spirituality, we understand that we are all under the jurisdiction of karma. And whatever action we do, that brings reaction. And that reaction causes bondage and suffering. So therefore, a wise person wants to stay away from reactions. And so this situation is akin to a person being in an area of infection. Now, this person knows that if I am careless, then I'll become infected, or I'll become infected more. And the more infected I become, the more I will suffer the reactions, suffer the reactions of the infection, the more I'll be diseased, and the longer it will take for me to get healed. So now, how does one become free from infection? Now, at one level, one may say that, if I can just remove the germs from my body, then I'll become free from the infection. So, and then I'll become healthy. But actually, there are two things being confused over here. You know, just avoiding infection, especially if a person is already sick, avoiding or removing infection alone does not guarantee sickness. In recovery from serious disease, there is a period called convalescence, where after the person is freed from infection, the person needs to have a healthy diet and a proper regimen of rest and discipline, rest and exercise, by which recovery is facilitated. So there are other factors required for health apart from removal of infection. Similarly, when we want to become free from reaction, some people may think that inaction is the way, that if I just give up action, then I'll become free from reaction and I will attain liberation. But liberation requires much more than inaction. Now, inaction is it's a human mind's simplistic extrapolation. If infection causes disease and pain, then removal of infection will bring health. But that is not valid. Similarly, if inaction causes bondage, reaction causes bondage. So absence of reaction will lead to liberation. That's not exactly correct, because liberation requires other things. To understand that, we need to recognize that what causes bondage is not action per se, but the selfish motivation animating that action. So when we become free from, liberation requires not so much giving up action as giving up selfish motivation. And giving up that selfish motivation is actually done much more efficaciously, not by giving up action, not by giving up a selfish action per se, but by taking up selfless action, especially action in the selfless service of the supremely pure, supremely purifying Lord Krishna. So, why is this a more efficacious way to purification, to liberation? Because firstly, if you have to give up selfish action, then at the present materialistic level of consciousness, which we are at, all our actions are selfish actions. And therefore, we'll have to give up all actions. And giving up all actions is impossible. In fact, giving up action even for one moment is impossibly difficult. The Bhagavad Gita 3.5 says, Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishtatya karma krit karite yabasha karma sarva prakriti jair gunai. Nahi kaschit kshanam api. Even for a moment, it is difficult to give up activity. Jatu tishtatya karma krit. Be situated in inaction. Tishtatya karma krit. So Krishna says that not giving up action, he focuses on becoming situated in inaction. That is all impossible, even for one moment. Karyate yavashah karma. And we act helplessly. Why? Sarva prakriti jair gunai. Because of being pushed by the modes of material nature. And then further he states, that's why giving up action is impractical. On the other hand, when we take up spiritual action, when we take up selfless action for serving Krishna, then that brings us in contact with Krishna, who is the reservoir of all happiness. And when our consciousness comes in contact with Him, we experience sublime fulfillment. And then when we realize and relish this fulfillment, then we understand that actually giving up selfish motivation, that means thinking, oh, what will happen to me? Where will I get enjoyment? Giving up selfish motivation is the path to not deprivation. It is the path to higher satisfaction. And then we can easily give up selfish motivation when we are experiencing higher happiness. So, to get happiness in loving and serving Krishna is not considered selfish, because that is the very nature of the self. So, when we exploit others for our interests without considering the other person's interest, that is selfishness. But when we serve Krishna and we give him pleasure and consequently also experience pleasure ourselves, then that is not considered selfishness. So, the Bhagavad Gita therefore says in the third chapter itself that we should work for his satisfaction in a spirit of selfless sacrifice. Yajnathat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara yajnathat karmano anyatra. Work for the sake of yajna. Yajna vai Vishnu. The scripture says that yajna is actually not different from Vishnu. Yajna is a manifestation of Vishnu. So that means work for Vishnu. For Krishna. Yajnarthat karmano. Work that way. Anyatra loko yam karma bandhana. Otherwise, one will get bondage in material existence. Tadartham karma kaunteya. By working for his sake. Tadartham. What will happen by working for his sake? Mukta sangha samachara. One will stay free from all bondage. One will be able to samachara. One will act in a liberated way. So that is, rather than considering inaction to be the protection from reaction, it is selfless action that is the supreme protection from reaction. It is a sure path to liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.